Have your Halloween decor up yet? You all set for Halloween? I know I am very excited for the holiday, and that's what I love about this time of year, getting out. I love going to the stores. I love going to the Halloween shops and seeing everything that it's out there. Every year, the bar kind of gets raised a little bit as to what you can decorate with to make your home that much more spooky. It makes me wonder, what are we going to have 20 years from now? It's quite exciting. As you are tuning into this EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we are ready to give you several real ghost stories that go far beyond Halloween decor. These are real ghost stories from real people. And things that go far beyond just bump in the night, although one of them is very much about bump in the night, a loud bump in the night at 3 a.m. That's very, very hard to explain for one couple. Also, young people thinking, hey, let's break out the Ouija board. Let's invite a demon in. What do you do after that happens? How do you close that gate? Who or what feels the need to slam that furniture in the attic every night at 3 a.m. We'll also talk about that story. And when you have too many paranormal experiences to count, just goes on and on and on, and you have this laundry list. Being among the dead is just a way of life. At that point, how do you quantify, like, which one is most important? And with supernatural intervention at play, helping one woman pass her citizenship test. Some great ghost stories on today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. From Real Ghost Stories Online, this is EPP bonus episode number 268. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. You wake up in the middle of the night to a large thud. And more times than not, experiences like this are explainable. You can look into it. You can find out, oh, there was a large breeze and a window was open and it was a shutter. There was a raccoon that got into the house. There's a lot of things that can explain unexplained noises in the middle of the night. There are. It's just, it is what it is. And that's more, in more cases than not, the answer to a strange noise. However, what do you do when it is such a loud noise, something that surely you're going to find what made that noise, but you cannot find what in fact made that noise? You search, you look, it happens like clockwork. Same peculiar hour every night, over and over and over. And then you find out other folks who lived in that same house had the same experience as well. And you start seeing things. Not just hearing things. Shadow people. What do they want? Who are they? What are they? What is going on? Are you losing it? That is a question that in our next story, some new homeowners certainly toy with in their mind as they try and make sense of what is going on in this new home that they are inhabiting. Take a listen. My wife, three kids, and I live in an old three-story Victorian townhouse on the northern coast, built circa 1880. We've lived here for around 5 years now. We bought the house from some friends of ours who had lived there for almost 10 years. We were familiar with the house and the locale due to visits, parties, and so on over the years, so the decision to buy the place when we learned it was coming onto the market was an easy one for us. The house has always had a great atmosphere and, oddly enough, continues to do so despite the strange occurrences I'm about to share with you. After moving into the house, several contented, uneventful months passed. We worked on the house, restoring Victorian features, decorating, adding a small extension to the old kitchen area. One night, at exactly 3 a.m., my wife and I were awakened by a loud thump coming from the attic rooms above us on the third floor. The noise was hard to describe, but it was something like the noise a wardrobe might make if it toppled over in the middle of the night, bloody loud. Loud enough to put the fear of God into us and wake us both from our slumbers. At my wife's insistence, I crept up the stairs to the attic rooms above, but after inspection was relieved to find nothing out of place. No broken or open windows, no displaced furniture or pictures, nothing which could account for the noise we had both heard. I went back to bed, reported my findings to my wife, and we both drifted back to sleep. A few nights later, there were repeats of that noise at 3 a.m. Same incident, the loud thump, both of us waking up, only this time there was something else, another noise. The shuffling, distinctive sound of footsteps coming from the overhead rooms, clear as day. With my heart in my mouth, I grabbed the baseball bat I keep in the room and ascended to the staircase, flicked on the light switch in the attic hallway, and jumped into each of the two rooms, one at a time. And nothing, just like before, nothing to account for the noise that we had heard. Perplexed, I went back to bed and was undisturbed for the rest of the night. A week or so later, the experience repeated itself again. This time I did not leave my bed. We both simply lay there and watched the ceiling above us as the familiar footsteps placed above, just like a repeat radio play. It was scary enough to raise the hairs on the back of my neck and widen my eyes as I stared up at the ceiling. The noise stopped, and silently we both fell back into undisturbed sleep. Of course, we both shared the experience with friends and colleagues. Everyone agreed it was weird and spooky, but we didn't make a big deal of it. In the cold light of day, it could have been many things. It's an old house, but the sound was so distinct. A few weeks later, we were having dinner with the couple who previously owned the house. The subject came up, and my wife and I recounted the now familiar story of things that go bump in the night. The wardrobe sound. Our friend surprised us by asking if it happened at around 3 a.m. It seems they had shared the experience several times during their life together at that house. Both couples agreed that although unusual and spooky, there was nothing that felt sinister about the event. It was simply a mystery. As the weeks and months passed, at 3 a.m., the bump did not repeat itself. However, strange smells began to manifest in the house, particularly in the lower staircase. The strong, pungent smell of pipe tobacco was crystal clear at certain times, although there are no pipe smokers in the house. My wife saw a dark figure at the top of the staircase one bright, sunny day, an indistinct human from which flitted out of sight almost as soon as it had appeared. This indistinct form was spotted on several occasions, both by my wife and me, but I must stress there was no feeling of dread or terror to accompany each sighting. Mere curiosity. There was never a feeling that the house meant us any harm. We were and are a very happy family. The house is always full of kids' laughter, games, music, and the general vibrancy of family life. Neither my wife nor I am predisposed to be jumpy. We're not practicing Christians, not staunch believers in any religion, although we're spiritual in the most pragmatic way possible, if that makes any sense. Open-minded with a closed mind to foolishness, I suppose, is the best way of putting it. Family life continues unhindered. There were no more noticeable incidents to report of for a couple of years, although there were always these small sightings or intuitive feelings from time to time. All that brings us up to present, or at least around 6 months ago. One night, approximately 3 a.m. What is it about 3 a.m. exactly? My wife and I were awoken to the sound of child's footsteps running in the hallway and ascending the attic stairs. As we opened our eyes, we both saw the figure of a small child and saw its arm on the banister of the staircase. Having three young children, we both naturally assumed one of the kids had woken up and was on the move. We called out the names of our children, expecting one of them to totter through the bedroom and sleep with us that night. Commonly, often in fact, one or two find their way to our bedroom during an average night. However, there was no response. This was strange enough for both of us to get up and check on the kids in the neighboring rooms. Now, this was the kicker. All three were sound asleep. Not faking either. I'm their dad. I can always tell when they're faking. And that's where we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the full thing, become an extra podcast person in EPP, go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We'll continue talking about all these amazing ghost stories. What do you do when a demon has been invited into your home via a Ouija board? When you have too many paranormal experiences to count, being among the dead, it's just kind of a way of life. How do you deal with that? Who or what feels the need to slam furniture in the attic every night at 3 a.m. and why? Also, with supernatural intervention at play, helping one woman pass her citizenship test. All that and more in this EPP bonus episode. Get it, like I said, at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Support our show and keep us on the air. And thanks for your support.